Welcome back to Hank Williams, I Saw the Light. I'm Peter Cooper. Actor Tom Hiddleston looked deeply into the life of Hank Williams to play him in the film I Saw the Light. Hank's father was sick and in the hospital most of Hank's childhood.
Hank was a firework. You know, he had a healthy disrespect for authority. You know, he was incredibly mischievous and rebellious. He had this innate charisma, I guess born out of his circumstances, that in some way he was sticking it to the man. And Hank Williams was somebody who wasn't going to be told. He wasn't going to be told how to do his thing. He wasn't going to be told how to write music, how to get up on that stage. You know, he was a rock star, and that was part of his charisma, was that he was a rebel, and I feel like everybody knew it. You know, it even permeated the family friendly brand of the Opry. You know, they understood that he was the dangerous one. You know, this cat is doing his own thing. And maybe that comes from not having a strong father figure or someone who could whip him into shape. You know, his mother, Lily, was obviously formidable in more ways than one. But I think there were very few men, quite simply, that he took any from. He just wouldn't be told, which is why I think he was so uncontrollable. It's why he was late. It's why he missed gigs. It's why he was going to do it on his own terms. And I think the reason he listened to Fred Rose was he understood that Fred Rose was first and foremost a great songwriter. And he really respected that. He's like, okay, this guy knows his onions. He knows about music. And secondly, he'd been there. He'd been through the fire of addiction and the self-destructive impulses. And so Hank was able to look up to a man who understood it, you know.
And he knew he needed him to get on record.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You gotta get a record out. Yeah.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, oh, the pier on down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fish pie, feeling gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shaz and me, oh. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Tippet doors, the fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, feeling gumbo. See Mama Shaz and me, oh. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Shaz and me, oh. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and big ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya, sung by Tom Hiddleston and the Saddle Spring Boys on the soundtrack to the film I Saw the Light. Hank Williams had a lot of sides to his personality. As much as he was a rebel, joyous kid, dark brooder, and family man, Hank also had a seducer in him that Rodney Crowell calls the snake.
There's a really famous scene where Hank is on one of the television shows and Anita Carter's sitting there, and Hank sidles up and sits down beside her and starts singing, "I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You." And I knew Anita, and she was sitting there, and you could tell her eyes were rolling, and she was being seduced on this television show by Hank, really up close and personal. And you could see that, you know, her hormones were moving, and she was like trying to keep her face, but this guy had put the sexual tentacles in there, and we were watching to go, "That's the snake." You know, how do you access the snake, you know? And I've told this story before, and process has gone on, and one morning I had an afternoon sometime, Tom was upstairs, I need to go get Tom because we were going to do something, maybe we were going to record or something. And I go up and the door opens and the snake appears. It was a real eye-opener for me. It was Hank Williams, the Hank Williams that was going to be on the screen. And it was a very real, palpable thing that, you know, Tom had moved aside and there was this character there. And I was like, "Whoa, man, Hank, is that you?"
"I want to talk to Tom."
And Tom's eyes cleared, you know, it was one of those, and he says, "Oh, yeah, I'm here, you know, I'm Tom."
In the film, we see the snake in Hank Williams as he first lays eyes on Billie Jean in the audience and goes to talk with her after the show.
"Hey, girl. You here with anybody?"
"Farron Young."
"Boy guessing up Treeport?"
"That's him. That's him right over there behind you."
"Oh, hey, Farron."
"Hank.
Good to meet you."
"Good to meet you. Billy.
You gonna marry this girl?"
"Well, are you?"
"Well, not likely. She's far too good looking for a wife." "Well, if you ain't gonna marry her, old Hank just might."
"Is that right?"
"That's right." "Oh, son, I hope I ain't causing you any pain."
"Don't worry about it."
"You're like an angel."
"Hey, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? I ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get near her bird closer than a country mile. Why don't you spark me like you used to do? Say sweet nothings like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. Why don't you love me like you used to do?" You find so many faults with me. Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? I ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? How come you treat me like a hair is still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Why Don't You Love Me, sung by Tom Hiddleston and the Saddle Spring Boys from the soundtrack to the film I Saw the Light. Actor Tom Hiddleston and singer-songwriter Rodney Crowell.
There is a captivating compulsion among people to admire a certain kind of artist. Most of us, we all actually want nice lives. Like, actually, that's what we really want. We want our lives to be full of love and friendship and laughter, and we do everything we can to make our lives happy. Everyone gets up in the morning and they do the best they can to have a great day, or to turn it around, to make their lives better. That's what propels people forward. And that people don't want darkness in their lives. They want to sort of eradicate it or have as little as possible. No one wants to live in a place of grief or pain or upset. But there's something compelling about artists who live there and who communicate that almost as a catharsis for everybody else. And we find that in our greatest writers, our greatest musicians, our greatest actors, you know, any great artist, there is a compulsion about watching them inhabit the darkest place. And whether that's going to a movie theater and watching an actor go there, or putting on a record and listening to Bob Dylan.
Lightning Hopkins.
Right, Lightning Hopkins, exactly. Yeah. Or reading the plays of Arthur Miller, whatever it is that chooses to express that for you. These people serve, they have a very powerful role in our society, which is they allow us to acknowledge the darker nature of our humanity. And then we can turn off the record, we can switch off the TV, we can close the book, and we can go back to our lives and try to keep it even, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to hold your grief and your darkness for you over here in these songs I'm making. You're good.
In the film, reporter James Dolan interviewed Hank about his music.
Mr. Dolan, everybody has a little darkness in them. Now, they may not like it, not want to know about it, but it's there. Now, I'm talking about things like anger, misery, sorrow, shame. And they hear it. I show it to them. And they don't have to take it home.
You think that's what they expect from you?
They expect I can help their troubles. Now, the reason I know that is because they ride. If their husband dies and they're left with 8 starving kids, they ride. If their sweetheart's done them wrong, they ride. I don't know. I reckon they think I'm some sort of Red Cross. You can write this down. Folk music, hillbilly, it's sincere. There ain't nothing phony. Man sings a sad song, he knows it's sad.
Sweet mama. slipping out, and we'll go honky-tonking, 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 honey, baby. We'll go honky-tonking around this town.
Honky Tonkin', sung by Tom Hiddleston and the Saddle Spring Boys in the film I Saw the Light. 8 years in the life of Hank Williams was a lot to cover in one film. Tom Hiddleston had to find the discipline to act in very different situations during Hank's life, sometimes in one day.
The film opens with his marriage to Audrey Mae Shepherd, and it closes at the end on New Year's Day 1953. You know, these are points on a grid, and I was having to jump with dexterity between these different points to have him be absolutely overjoyed at the birth of his son, and then perhaps the next day wasted and holed up in bed on all manner of pills and suffering from spina bifida. You know, so it was, there was a dexterity required about inhabiting and experiencing different facets of his condition, and I mean that sincerely. It was every day required a new investment and a new commitment to a different kind of truth. And I think the discipline is, if I got lost in the darkness, I wouldn't be able to play all the notes on the keyboard, as it were, of the role. And I understood that really is the unique combination in Hank Williams. That's the paradox. That's the conflict, is that he's a man who brought so much joy to so many people from so much pain. And in a way, that was the beauty of the way I Saw the Character was written, that it touched on these things. The film wasn't an unrelentingly dark portrait of his life. It had everything in it, and it showed the ups and downs, and the ups and downs that we all experience in our lives. And so the discipline was committing to all of his truth.
I've got something to shout about, a whole lot of loving to talk about. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. She makes a lot of loving, she's so sweet. Boy, her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out. Like cherry wine, my baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out.
That's what's knocking me out, sung by Jimmy Liggins from the soundtrack to the film I Saw the Light. Hank Williams, I Saw the Light, was produced by Paul Chuffo for Joyride Media. Our executive producers are Carmela Perrone and Eric Molk. Our associate producers are Andy Kahn and Lauren DeAngelis. All songs on this program can be found on the Sony Legacy Recordings release I Saw the Light, original motion picture soundtrack. Special thanks go to the filmmakers of I Saw the Light, Sony Pictures Classics, Claudia Church, Sony ATV, Troy Tomlinson, and Mark Wood.
She makes a lot of loving, she's so sweet. Boy, her time just can't be beat. My baby's coming home, and that's what's knocking me out.
I'm Peter Cooper, and thanks for listening.